You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parashas Vayetze. Once again, a brief but necessary introduction. Even though we learn these parashas over and over again every year, we have to be mamin that there are messages to us, to every individual in Klal Yisrael within these parashas. Messages of chizuk, messages of importance to help us get through life. And the parsha speaks to our neshama, to our soul. And this parsha begins, V'yetze Yankiv mi'be'er shava v'yelech harono. And this was an extremely traumatic tekufa for Yankiv Avinu. He was running away from Esav. He was very scared of going to Lavan, who had quite a negative reputation. He had just met Eliphaz, who had taken away all of his nechasim and left him as a poor man so he could go back to his father. Eliphaz could go back to Esav and say that he killed Yankiv because an oni is choshev kemes. So, Pashut Pshat, Yankiv Avinu was under very great stress and trauma. And here we find the first nevuah, the first direct communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yankiv Avinu, where he had this astounding dream of the Sulam. And he had this dream of the ladder, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Nitzav Olav, was standing over him, and he said, Ani Hashem Elikei Avram, Avicha Velikei Yitzchak, V'orez Asher, Shorov Eleha, L'cho Etnenu L'zaracha. Kodesh Baruch Hu promised him that this land that he was lying upon, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give it to him and to his progeny. And your progeny will increase. Unbelievable brachas, unbelievable chizuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yankiv Avinu at that time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will always be with you and guard over you. I will bring you back to this land. He was leaving Eretz Yisrael into Chutz Loretz. I will not forsake you. Ad Asha imosisi es Asha dibarti loch. So this shir is focusing on these words, ki loy azevcha. What is the significance and import, the special chizik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Yankiv Avinu at this time, I will not forsake you. So, Reb Menachem Mendel of Vizhnitz, who was the son-in-law of the Holy Rishonim, told his chassidim a story of a chassid who came to Reb Levi Mebarditchev with a very sad message. This fellow had been extremely wealthy, but because of a number of bad investments, he'd fallen deep into debt, and no one knew of it. And he also said that he had a daughter that he had to marry off. He needed money for Hachnasas Kala. So the tzaddik told him, don't worry, my advice is you should buy a lottery ticket and the Eibishter will help you through if you will have a Yeshua. But the chassid answered, I do not doubt for a moment, Rebbe, what you're telling me, of that this bracha will be mekuyim, but it may take years to win this type of lottery. And meanwhile, my creditors will be after me and I also have this burden of Hachnasas Kala. So Rebbe Yitzchak promised him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give him money until the lottery ticket would be realized, the winning would be realized, and he should leave happy. So of course, being a chassid, he immediately bought a lottery ticket, and he was on his way home. And he stopped at a kretschmer. We're forever talking about these wayside inns that were known as kretschmers. And as it happened, there was a certain powerful noble who had been riding around in the neighborhood, and he stayed at the same inn. That night, the noble dreamed that in the very same inn, there was a Yid who had also bought a lottery ticket. This noble bought one, and he dreamt that there was a Yid in this inn who also bought one. And in the dream, he was told that he should find a way of his exchanging his own worthless ticket with the one that was bound to make the Yid very, very wealthy. So the noble awoke. He said, no, it can't be a real dream. And then he fell asleep again, and then he had the dream again. So he saw that this was something out of the ordinary, and he told his valet, his shamus, find out if there's any Jewish person sleeping in the same inn, and bring him to me at once. So this shamus of the noble found the Yid, and he brought him back to this very powerful noble. So the noble asked him, did you buy a lottery ticket, perhaps? So the Yid said, yes. He says, you know, I also have one. Let's exchange tickets, and I'll give you a few gold rubles for the effort that you went through to go through this. I want to pay you for your pains. But the Yid said, no. Even if you would give me a lot of money, I'm not going to give you my lottery ticket, because the Rebbe told him that he's going to have his Yeshua through this. So the noble was so eager to settle this transaction that he kept on increasing. I'll give you 10 ruble, I'll give you 20 ruble, I'll give you 100 ruble, I'll give you 500 ruble, until he got up to 1,000 ruble, and the Yid says, no, I'm not going to sell it. He had avtocha in the bracha of the Rebbe. At this time, the noble was losing his mind, and he ordered that his servant should seize the ticket by force, which he did. And he gave it to the noble. But the noble, he didn't want to look like a thief. He says, I don't really want to rob you. I'll give you the last offer that I made for you, which is 1,000 gold rubles. And I'll give you my lottery ticket too. So the Yid didn't have a choice. So he went along with this offer of the noble, offer so to speak. He was had a gun pointed to his head. But he soon thought to himself, called the Ovid Rachman al-Tav Ovid. And he continued home. Meanwhile, he has the 1,000 gold rubles. So he married off his daughter. And not long afterwards, what do you know? The ticket that was forced upon him by the noble won the big win. And at that point, he decided, you know, I think I got to go to the Rebbe and tell him what happened. So when he came to the Rebbe, said that I'm happy that the bracha that I gave you, and it seems that the Sarah Chaloimis, the master of dreams in Shemayim, was able to persuade the noble to change lottery tickets with you. Like we say, the noble had a Goyish Mazel. A Goyish Mazel is considered bigger than the Yiddish Mazel. So I got the master of dreams to work it out that you should get the winning ticket. And when he came home, this particular chassid, who had this big moifis from the Kedushas Levi, Schusa Yogan Aleinu, became more prosperous than he was ever before. So Rav Nachum Mendel of Vizhnitz finished after the story, and he connected this story to the pasuk that we are focusing on, that the significance of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yankiv Avinu, Ki lo ya'azevcha ad asher imasisi asher dibalti loch, means that although it might take a while till the bracha is mekuyim, the bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yankiv Avinu, but I will not forsake you, I will send you the smaller Yeshua, so to speak, until the big Yeshua comes. And this is connected to the famous expression in Yiddish, as biz de kretschme davon euchet hubma trink, which literally translates as, until you get to the kretschme, the inn where they used to sell alcoholic beverages, until you get, so to speak, to the bar, you need a drink to get there. To have the fortitude to get the drink, you need a drink until you get the drink. So this is how the Rebbe of Vizhnitz used the story of the Baditcher Rov to explain our pasuk. And my son, Reb Moshe, who's now learning in Eretz Yisrael, Zohar Leib and Gesinsheim, shared with me an extension of this concept, actually said by the Vilna Gaon, that in Shmoneh Esra, which we say three times a day, we have the Bracha of Allah Tzadikim and Allah Chassidim, and the Bracha ends, Bracha Atah Hashem, Mishon u'miftoch la'tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mishon and a Miftoch. Mishon, they translate as a mainstay, and Miftoch, an assurance, Lashon Havtocha. So what is this double Lashon of Mishon u'miftoch? It's that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the salvation for the tzaddik, the ultimate salvation, he sends him chizik until then. And my son told me that the Goyen uses this to explain that in the Megillas Esther, there's the whole story of Kocha Yeoselu Ish Asher HaMelech Chofetz Bikoroi, the story of how Haman led Mordechai with the horse through Shushan, and one might imagine that this story is somewhat superfluous in its presence in the Megillah, meaning it doesn't really address the ultimate problem. I mean, the problem was Klal Yisrael was sitting, so to speak, on the edge of their chairs. What's going to be? We're all going to get killed by Haman. It was not obvious that this was the Yeshua, the ultimate Yeshua. But we find here the same concept, says the Goyen, which is what he just said with Mishon u'miftoch la'tzadikim, that to give us chizik, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will send us smaller Yeshuas, and that will put us into the right frame of mind that, oh, the Rabbeinu Shalom can send us a Yeshua until we have the Yeshua. We can have the drink before we get to the Kretschme. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his great Rachmonis, did the same thing to Yankif Avinu in this parsha. And we should remember that even though and we're mespalal, and we try our best to have emunah and the Rabbeinu Shlalem, but it's taking a while to get there. There may be Yeshuas we don't even notice. Of course, there are Yeshuas which we do notice, but we have to look for the strength Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us until we have the ultimate Yeshua. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. We should hear good news from Eretz Yisrael even before the Geula, which by all accounts we're on the verge of the Heavenly Mashiach, or in the Heavenly Mashiach. And Klal Yisrael should have chizik until we get to the ultimate Yeshua for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.